From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Steve Cooper reading Tooth and Nail by Craig DeLuey. Now, let's begin with Tooth and Nail. Chapter 1. The end of the world will not come without a war. Standing at the checkpoint behind concertina wire and sandbags, sweating in his body armor and holding an M4 carbine, PFC John Mooney closes his eyes and instantly falls asleep on his feet, nodding under the weight of his Kevlar helmet. Then his eyes flutter open, and he believes, just for an instant, that he's still in Iraq, manning a roadblock in Baghdad's Adamiya district, with Apaches throbbing overhead, and Iraqi kids hawking cold soda, and sniper rifles popping in the windows. His heart racing, his eyes flicker, assessing threats, and settle on the giant billboard across the intersection for what seems like the 100th time. The big ad, packed with models frolicking in a frothy pink bubble bath, is mounted over a Burger King nestled between a nameless electronics store and a discount clothing shop. He doesn't understand the ad, doesn't even know what it is supposed to be selling. It calls to him, promises some sort of escape he desperately wants right now, but cannot name. This is not Iraq. This is New York City. The Burger King and all of the stores are closed on this part of First Avenue due to the epidemic, their fronts screened by black metal grates, as if the street were a giant prison. Abandoned cars and litter choke the streets and sidewalks radiating out from the checkpoint up to the concrete.